Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying I Will Build My Church, a series on Jesus church building. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11, ministry and church building. Let's read our text. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministry, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Church growth results from persistent prayer, positive leadership, proper perspective, passionate outreach, and personal ministry. Personal ministry is an important part of church growth. God's people must be involved in ministry. Yet, who does the work of ministry? Well, who else but the church, the body of believers? And yet many think the ministry of the church is to be done by the pastor, the staff, and the deacons. The members are to do the ministry work of the church. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Pastors are to equip the members to do the ministries that God has called them to. Let's look at several things about people ministering for Christ. First, people need to be lifted up for encouragement. People need inspiration. Booker T. Washington said, "You cannot hold a man down without staying down with him." People need to be prepared and released to serve. John Maxwell said, "There's gold in them narpews." Why? Because God gifted every Christian. Look again at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. And he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And then look at the goal of verse 13. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure and stature of the fullness of Christ. And then second, people need to be looked over for enlistment. We call that recruiting. Identify people's gifts and abilities, not just trying to fill vacant slots. There are three parts to recruiting for ministry. First, a challenge to servanthood. Second, a change, surrendering rights. And third, a choice. God's will as yours. People are to be enlisted to ministry. Ephesians 4:4. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope of your calling. And then third, people need to be let in for enrollment. Commitment is the issue, but commitment is not an automatic process. You must show it to others and seek it in others. Give up your right. Pick up your ministry. What two resources does every person possess? Time and ability. Those who minister must know what they are, where they're going, and how they're going to get there. Effective ministry results from understanding spiritual gifts and their application. Assessing goals regularly. It means helping people serving as God's equipped. helping Christians develop their service gifts. And then fourth, people need to be lined up for equipping. Training is crucial to effective ministry. Provide opportunities for training and give them accountability. Ephesians 4:12, one more time. For the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. It's not just assigning warm bodies to fill vacant positions. It's enabling people to grow in their area of giftedness and become effective servants of Christ. So, what's the process? I do it. That's modeling. I do it and you're with me. That's mentoring. You do it and I'm with you. That's monitoring. You do it. That's multiplying. The four M's of ministry development are modeling, mentoring, monitoring, and multiplying. And then fifth, people need to be led out for implementation. This is about real ministry. The greatness of a church is not measured in how many come into the church, but how many go out in ministry. The church gathers for worship and equipping, and then the church scatters for evangelism and ministry. The church must go outside its wall to reach people who need the Lord. The effectiveness of a church depends on the number of members who are involved in meaningful ministry. You think about all of that, and you have a great day.